Are there more tortured fans in sports right now than in Boston? The Bruins had Bostonians giddy with a record-setting season in the books and heavy odds to win a cup. The Bruins would grab what appeared to be a stranglehold 3-1 series lead before Florida roared back and swept the next three games to win the series. Hockey fans were surprised, but Bruins fans were inconsolable. The shocked Beantowners still had their Celtics to rest championship dreams on. But the Celts were quickly shocked into a 3-0 deficit to the Heat. And Boston fans moaned at the prospects of another Boston fave not only about to lose to a much lower seed but the disgrace of being swept. But wait. The Celts blow out the Heat in Game 4 in Miami. And then back in Boston another blowout for the Shamrock-clad crew. Now at 3-2, could we see something never done in the NBA before? A team down 3-0 coming back to win in 7? An absolutely stunning walk-off rebound basket in Miami to tie the series going home had Celtic fans everywhere in seventh heaven. "We are going to make history," was the cry heard throughout the land. Game 7 at home, a titanic struggle to claw back from 3-0, Miami had to be crushed after that Game 6 loss. All the momentum is with the Celtics. Monday night, Mo forgot to show up. Jason Tatum sprained his ankle at the start of the game and struggled mightily just to stay on the floor, and the Heat would wipe out the Celts. There will be lots of salty beer drunk, filled by the tears of Boston fans, the next few days. So two eighth-seeded Florida teams end the dreams of two powerhouse Massachusetts clubs and are off to the league finals. And that is what sports can teach you. Always expect the unexpected. Cuz like most of us had the Panthers and Heat as finalists a month ago. Right? Meanwhile, beer sales are through the roof as Latvia and Germany won world championship bronze and silver since the beginning of time. Well-deserved medals by both clubs who knocked off some pretty impressive teams to get to the medal round. Canada? Well, the worst team ever for us at a Worlds, not my words, but a lot of others, got better every game and gutted out another gold. I'm happy for them all, but especially Milan Lucic, who at 34 finally got a chance to play at the Worlds. Congratulations to Steve Sircan, who was named this week as the initial coach for the Timmins Majors new U15 AAA squad. Steve is a familiar name in local hockey circles, and those of us who know him wish him and his staff all the best as they prepare for the 2023-24 season. It seems of late that while talking to hockey people from a lot of places that there is a genuine concern about the number of volunteers who have left or are leaving the game. Add in the whole COVID deal that scared off a number of volunteers and the dwindling numbers of volunteers, coaches, assistants, managers, trainers, board and administration members, etc., is quite alarming. What is being relayed to me is one factor that continues to jump out. Pressure. What? Too many men and women are fed up with having to deal with unwarranted pressures. Look, it's stressful enough to deal with coaching or looking after a group of kids. And that's par for the course. What's not par for the course is unreasonable demands and outside ambitions and interference from opposing coaches or managers and associations. Obviously, overzealous parents and fans play a big part in people packing in or contemplating that. It only takes a few of the aforementioned examples to wear down good-intentioned volunteers. All of this has been going on for years, but now it just seems it is really getting out of hand. Look, I'm not trying to denigrate anyone here. I'm stating a fact that a few thoughtless bad apples are having a tremendous impact on recruiting and keeping good volunteers. The whole, let's make sure our kids in sports are having fun, seems to pale when we forget about the volunteers being able to have fun too. Everyone in minor hockey has to take an update courses just to be a freaking volunteer. I know, I taught each and every one of those courses for years. Countless hours of their time, a genuine concern for the kids and a love of the game seem to mean nothing to a lot of outsiders. You know, I was a big proponent of the whole freedom of movement ruling. My own mantra has always been, let kids play where they want to play. With that settled, now it's time to let kids play. If you are unable to grasp that idea, we have news for you. You may be the problem. Once again, I reiterate, the vast majority of volunteers, parents, fans, and participants are terrific individuals and a pleasure to be around. But the impact of a few mindless people is eroding the foundation sport was built on. A concerted effort by all of us with a stake in the game is needed none too soon. For those volunteers that may be feeling outside or unwarranted pressure, stick with it. A ton of us support you and your efforts more than you think. You are appreciated. Don't forget it. Later Skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.